Hi, I'm Saurav, an assistant from Afinoz Digital Finance. Today, I will discuss on investment options to help you save taxes under Income Tax Act. Are you salaried or self-employed? Are you finding legitimate ways of saving taxes? The interest amount from tax-saving financial products like the National Savings Scheme, NSC, National Pension System, fixed bank and post office deposits of 5 years, etc. get added to your income and become entirely taxable. The interest income from the above investments is liable for tax each year until their maturity. Before you make any investment for tax saving and good returns, it is important to know about the key section of the Income Tax Act, and which investment option helps you save tax. 11 investment options to help you save taxes. 1. Tax saver fixed deposits, FD. Duration, 5 years. Tax deduction, up to 1,500. Rate of interest, 6% to 7%, fixed. Interest amount taxable, yes. 2. Equity Linked Savings Scheme, ELSS, funds. These are mutual funds investing a minimum of 80% of their assets in equity. Duration, 3 years. The returns are subject to long-term capital gains tax, LTCG, at 10% over and above an exemption limit of 1,000,000. Save tax, up to 1,500,000. 3. Public Provident Fund, PPF. Duration, 15 years. Rate of interest, 8% PA at current, subject to change on a timely basis. Tax exemption, up to 1,500,000. 4. National Savings Certificate, NSC. Duration, 5 years. Rate of interest, currently at a fixed rate of 8% PA. Tax deduction, up to 1,500,000, if no other investments are using the limit under Section 80C. 5. National Pension System, NPS. Duration, from the day of investment to the day of retirement. Rate of interest, 12% to 14%. Tax deduction, up to 1,500,000. 6. Life Insurance Premium. Contribution to different types of insurance policies, including ULIPs, term insurance, and endowment policies. Tax deduction, up to 1,500,000. The insurance policy must provide a coverage of 10 times the annual premium. 7. Home Loan Repayment. Tax deduction, up to 1,500,000. 8. Payment of Tuition Fee. Payment for tuition fees of your children is tax deductible under Section 80C of Income Tax Act. Tax deduction, no limit. 9. Employee Provident Fund, EPF. Under the EPF Act, 12% of the payment goes towards EPF in the organized sector. Tax deduction, up to 1,500,000. 10. Senior Citizen Savings Scheme, SCSS. Duration, 5 years. Available for senior citizens above 60 years. Rate of interest, higher than current FD rates and is taxable. Tax deductible under Section 80C CD1B. 11. Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, SSY. Investor, parents of a girl child below 10 years. Investment, a minimum deposit of 1,000. Rate of interest, 8.5% return and comes with the exempt EEE status. Qualifies for tax deduction under Section 80C along with non-taxable maturity benefits. For more info, please visit us at www.afinoz.com.